NBC, Iran jails U.S. dual national businessman for spying, jeopardizing Biden plan. By Deborah Brand on January 18, 2021. An Iranian-American businessman has been sentenced by a Tehran court to 10 years in jail for spying, NBC News reported, in what the newspaper said could jeopardize President-elect Joe Biden's plans for diplomacy with the Islamic Republic. Iran has recently embarked on a campaign to gain as much leverage before the incoming administration makes a bid to re-enter the 2015 JCPOA nuclear deal, which includes major of the breaches of the agreement as well as hostage-taking. Under the Trump administration's policy of maximum pressure, Iran had actually freed American hostages. NBC News said Ahmad Sharghi was arrested near the northern border with Iraq while trying to leave the country on December 6, 2020. He was first arrested in April 2018 and jailed for about 7 months. A year ago, in December 2019, an Iranian court had cleared Sharghi, the report said, but the regime held on to his Iranian and U.S. passports. The change of heart came in the wake of the U.S. presidential election and 3 days after the killing of Iran's top nuclear scientist, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, for which Iran holds Israel responsible. The case threatens to complicate plans by the next administration to pursue diplomacy with Iran, as President-elect Joe Biden has said he would be open to easing sanctions on Tehran if the regime returned to compliance with the 2015 nuclear agreement, the NBC report said. Three other Iranian Americans are currently under detention in Iran: Siam Aknamazi, his father, Baker, and Murad Tahiz, an Iranian American environmental activist, who also has British citizenship. Since Trump took office in 2016, Iran has released more than 40 U.S. hostages and detainees. According to Israel's Channel 12 News, the Biden administration has already unrolled its plan to return to the nuclear deal and has begun holding quiet talks with Iran. A separate report by the Israel Hayom Daily said Israel, wary of Biden's promise to return to the deal, is crafting military options to undermine Iran's nuclear efforts or, if need be, counter Iranian aggression, which will soon be presented to the government. Iran last week announced it was resuming enriching uranium to 20%. In violation of the accords and a move Israel has warned proves the Islamic Republic is seeking nuclear weapons. The Islamic Republic also said it has started work on uranium fuel for a research reactor in the capital of Tehran, another breach of the deal. The moves are part of a wide-reaching response to crippling sanctions imposed by the Trump administration, and are likely bid for more leverage with the Biden administration's plans for diplomacy.